Jojo Janesse sat in Gino Fish's storefront office waiting for Gino, trying to impress Vinnie Morris.
So I got this suitcase, Jojo said. It was 700 large, you know, small bills. Thing weighs a freaking ton, and I'm supposed to take it to a bank in New York City, down around Wall Street someplace. You know New York?
Vinnie nodded. He was sitting with his chair tilted back. He had a Walkman clipped to his belt, and he was listening to music through the earphones.
Guy I know arranged I could make the deposit in an account under a fake name, no questions asked, Jojo said. So I got this rental car, and I'm trying to get there, and the traffic is out of control, you know. When I finally get there, I can't find a place to park, and I'm riding around the block down by the World Trade thing, and the freaking bank closes. You believe it? I got a dirty $700,000 in a suitcase, and the bank closes while I'm riding around like a dildo looking for a parking space.
Vinny was looking at Jojo with no expression. His heels hooked in the bottom rung of his chair, his arms folded over his chest.
You hear me okay? Jojo said.
Vinny nodded.
Well, I figure the money's okay. I mean, who's going to mug somebody like me, you know? But I still got to get it deposited, so I haul it back to the hotel. I'm staying at the Marriott in Times Square, and I ditch the car, and next morning I get a cab and haul the money back downtown, and it's dandy. Cabby drops me off right in front of the bank. I take the stuff in, go to the desk, and ask for the name they gave me. Who's going to count the cash and take care of the deposit? And he ain't there. He's at another branch in freaking Queens. They gave me the wrong branch. So I go out with the suitcase, which is lucky I'm big and strong because it's getting heavier every minute, and I try and find a cab, and I can't, so I get on the subway. I got a suitcase full of cash, and I'm riding the freaking subway, and I'm boiling. And I go back to the hotel and get a cab there. You can always get a cab at a hotel. And I go over to Queens hauling the dough, and the guy is there, but he's in a meeting. So I tell the slut at the desk that they better get his ass out of the meeting or else. And she says real preppy, "Excuse me?" And I said, "Get this guy's ass out here now." And I give her a real hard look, and she gets up and goes in back. And in a little while, my guy comes out, and he's nice as freaking pie. "Oh, sir, so sorry to keep you waiting. Come right into one of our conference rooms, blah, blah, blah." And I got the money deposited. But is that a kick or what? I'm chugging around freaking New York with $750,000 in cash for 2 days trying to get somebody to take it.
"Scared the hell out of that bank lady, huh?" Vinny said. Jojo didn't much like the way Vinny said it. He could never tell whether Vinny was putting him on or not. Hard to figure, Vinny. He didn't seem interested in anything. He never seemed in a hurry. Never had any reaction to anything, except to say things like, "Scared hell out of that bank lady," which Jojo could never quite figure out. Jojo thought maybe he ought to grab Vinny someday and slap him up against the wall, get his freaking attention. But there was something about Vinny. Jojo stopped thinking about it. Gino Fish came into the room, nodded at Vinny, walked past Jojo, and got behind his desk.
"Sorry I'm late," Fish said.
But he said it in a way that sounded to Jojo like he didn't care if he was late or not. He could use a little shaking up, too, Jojo thought. Involuntarily, he glanced at Vinny as if Vinny could know what he was thinking. Vinny looked blankly at him or past him or through him. Jojo could never be sure.
No problem, Gino. Been talking with Vinny.
Fish smiled without amusement.
"So, what have you got for me, Jojo?"
Fish said.
"Guy I know is looking for guns."
Fish was quiet for a moment, his gaze heavy on Jojo.
"Who is this guy?" Fish said finally.
"He'd like to remain anonymous."
"Wouldn't everyone? Is he IRA?
"No, nothing like that."
"Zealots are not good people to do business with," Fish said.
Jojo wasn't exactly sure what a zealot was, but he knew Hathaway was an IRA.
"Can you do something for us?" Jojo said.
"What are you after?" Fish said.
"Automatic weapons, machine guns, mortars, handheld rocket launchers, grenades."
There had been other things on the list, but Jojo hadn't wanted to carry the list. It would be bad if he got caught with it, and he wanted Gino and Vinny to think he knew more about guns than he did.
"In what quantities?" Fish said.
"Enough to outfit a regiment," Jojo said.
was what he had been told to answer. Fish smiled again without warmth. When I was of an age for the military, he said, I was in a different kind of government service.
I didn't know you did government work, Gino.
I was in jail, Fish said.
Giorgio felt hot. He hated to look stupid in front of Vinny.
Oh, I knew that, Gino, he said. I was kidding you.
Well, don't, Fish said. Vinny, do you know what kind of weapons order you'd need to outfit a regiment?
Yeah.
Do we know anybody who could supply that amount?
Sure. Fish looked at Giorgio.
There, he said. Now what?
Can you give me a price?
Supplier will set the price, Fish said. I'll add my commission.
Sure, Gino, of course. These are just, preliminary talks, you know.
So tell your principals it'll be a few days, and I'll be in touch with you. Before we go too much further, though, I will want to meet the principals.
They won't like that, Gino.
I don't care, Giorgio. That's the way it will have to be. I don't do this kind of business with people I don't know.
He smiled his joyless smile again.
I have had all the government service I care for.
Giorgio flushed again, feeling foolish about misunderstanding government service. He glanced sideways at Vinny. Vinny seemed oblivious.
I'll talk to them, Giorgio said.
Fine. Now, if you'll excuse us.
Giorgio stood up too quickly. He wished he had reacted slower.
I'll wait to hear from you, he said to Fish.
He made a little punching gesture at Vinny with his clenched fist and went out of the office. When he was gone, Fish turned to Vinny Morris.
What do you think, he said.
Some homemade patriot group, Vinny said.
Why do you think that?
Because the only contact they got is a jerk like Giorgio, Fish nodded.
And the only contact he has is us, Fish said. Do you have any idea how to arm a regiment?
Not a clue, Vinny said.
Do you have any contact with international arms dealers?
Piece I'm carrying I bought from a guy named Ralph on Dorchester Avenue.
Do you suppose he could arm a regiment?
Ralph works out of his car.
Yes, of course. Very efficient.
I could ask around, Vinny said.
Uh-huh.
Fish seemed to be thinking of something else. Vinny looked at him and came as close to smiling as he ever got. Or you could figure out a way to skin them, he said. Fish didn't answer for a time, as if he had to finish a thought and return to the subject at hand.
If they wish to give us their money, he said finally, I see no reason why we shouldn't encourage them in that course.